Broadcasting from the fourth floor of RRI Building in Jakarta. Welcome to the Breakfast Station of Indonesia today from Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Welcome to the program that will take you fly around Indonesia, finding out more about the archaeology country through its programs, through its music, and more only on voinews.id or RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. With me, your pilot of the day, Rahma. Stay tuned. This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesia's Trade Ministry says about 91% or around 7,300 Indonesian products will enjoy zero tariffs when entering Peru. Director General of International Trade Negotiations, Jatmiko Briswicaksono, said in Jakarta yesterday, the products include vehicles, footwear, textiles, palm oil, manufactured goods, and household appliances. The zero tariff under the Indonesia-Peru Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement will be applied gradually, with priority given to vehicles, footwear, textiles, palm oil, and refrigerators. The Southeast Asia and China Cultural Study Center was officially launched yesterday to strengthen academic cooperation and deepen understanding of cultural ties. The center aims to expand research networks, promote academic mobility, and boost cross-border cultural diplomacy. The launch featured discussions and workshops on cultural sustainability and innovation with participants from various countries. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Kurasakan hangat indahnya sang mentari membangunkanku dari tidur yang lelap ini. Sinarmu yang terang mulai memasuki mata dan mengusirku dari alam mimpi.
Dan kini ku berdegas, segera siapkan
diriku untuk mulai menjalani hari ini.
Tak sabar ku temui
tersenyum menyambut datangnya pagi ini. Dan ku katakan embun membasahi dunia dan mulai mengawali hari ini. Dan ku katakan kicau burung bernyanyi, dan kini ku siap untuk jalani hari ini. Siapkan dirimu untuk memulai menjalani hari ini. Lalu membasahi dunia dan mulai mengawali hari ini. Dan ku katakan kicau burung bernyanyi, dan kini ku siap untuk jalani hari ini. Dan mulai mengawali hari ini.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Delantis. Delantis is an indie pop band from Jakarta, Indonesia, formed in 2019. Its members consist of Giri on the bass and vocals, Raffi on the guitar and vocals, and Ojan on the guitar. The name Delantis began to be known since releasing a song titled Lampu Merah or Traffic Light. In 2024, they released a full album titled Pancarona. The first single from this album is titled Bunga Maaf or Flower of Sorry, which was also released in the same year. This song is Delantis' first work to involve another musician in its production process, namely Randy Pandugo, who also plays a role as co-writer and producer. The song Bunga Maaf tells the story of someone who hopes for a second chance while that chance has been lost for a long time. Through this song, Delantis wants to describe the story of deep regret and empty hopes due to a relationship that was destroyed by ego in the past. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Delantis, Bunga Maaf. Happy listening.
Hai, masihkah muka itu ada di sana? Yang ku tinggalkan saat kita masih bersama. Kini waktu terasa berbeda tanpa hadirmu. Keras hati yang dulu cara berujung pilu. Andai angin mengulang sebuah masa yang telah usang, kan ku telan isi bumi hanya untukmu. Terima bunga maafku, bisa.
Kalau kau benar-benar sayang padaku, kalau kau benar-benar cinta, tak perlu kau katakan semua itu, cukup tingkah laku. Sekarang apalah artinya cinta kalau hanya di bibir saja? Cinta itu bukanlah main-mainan, tapi pengorbanan. Semua bisa bila sayang, semua bisa bila. Apalah artinya sayang tanpa kenyataan? Sekarang apalah artinya cinta kalau hanya di bibir saja?
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Filled with worries, and don't be afraid. When things go wrong, just be strong.
When things seem up in the air and everything is so unfair, and you stumble and fall, just pick yourself up and sing.
Everyone
stay. Don't you give up. Keep your chin up and be happy. Just a ball of cherries. Sometimes it is sweet or filled with worries. Don't be afraid when things go wrong. Just be strong.
When things seem up in the air and everything is so unfair, and you stumble and fall, and just pick yourself up and sing. And don't you give up.
Well, keep your chin up.
And don't you give up.
Well, keep your chin up.
And keep your chin up.
Mocha featuring David Bayu with the song called Happy. Hopefully the song just spreads happiness to your day, to our day on August 13, 2025. And hopefully today's weather also makes us happy. What about the weather here in Indonesia? Why don't we take a look at today's weather forecast here in Indonesia, taken from the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency. Just like the other days, weather forecast here in Indonesia will be mostly cloudy and rainy, just like in Banda Aceh, Medan, and also Denpasar. Medan will expect a rainy day in the evening, while Denpasar and Banda Aceh will be cloudy all day long. What about Bengkulu? It will be rainy as well, just like Medan, even with some lightning, with temperatures ranging from 22 to 33 degrees Celsius. Let's go to cities on Java Island. Rain will be falling in Yogyakarta in the afternoon and the evening, in Jakarta as well, but only in the evening. Yes, indeed. It's been always a very good sleep with some drops of rain. Now we go to Semarang, that will be partly cloudy in the evening. Surabaya will be covered by cloud all day long. Moving on to Kalimantan Island, where Samarinda will be rainy in the afternoon and late at night. Palangkaraya even will be rainy all day long, with temperatures ranging from 22 to 33 degrees Celsius. Let's go to Sulawesi Island, that will be gloomy all day long in Palembang. In Manado, while rain will be pouring in Palu with a high of 32 degrees Celsius. Makassar will be cloudy. And now we go to the other island, the cities on Sumatra. We have Palembang and Padang, that will be gloomy as well. Our last stop of the day, the eastern part of Indonesia that will be mostly rainy, like in Ternate, Ambon, Manokwari, Sorong, Nabire, Merauke, Jayawijaya, and Jayapura. So if you are in Indonesia, make sure you bring along your umbrella or any other equipment, accessories that can protect you from soaking wet. And also never forget to apply sunscreen. That also matters. And the other important thing is that you have to keep tuning in, because we'll be right back with more information and programs. So do stay tuned on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Keo Muratioengo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think I have lots of messages for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate. And this 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read. You're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when we incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
Every region in Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area, so must Manggarai. It has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai Flores is kompiang cake. Kompiang cake is also known as kompiang longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called kompiang longa. Listeners, kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, kompiang costs 1,000 rupiahs.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sudah tak mungkin hasrat cinta menyatu, walau rasa itu masih ada, bahkan telah jadi bagian dalam hidupku. Coba tanyakan ketulusan cinta ini, hanya engkaulah satu harapan dan juga satu tujuan dalam hidupku. Here.
Lala Carmela with a song that was so popular in early 90s, but Lala Carmela brings it in a new version, but still ear-catching. Hasrat Cinta or Passion of Love. Well, hopefully you are always passionate about your life, about everything, including by listening or enjoying our program Indonesia Today. Because Indonesians here are so passionate, so excited, enthusiastic to welcome the Independence Proclamation Ceremony, the 80th Independence Day celebration of Indonesia. And a total of 16,000 guests have been invited to join the seconds to the Independence Proclamation Ceremony and the flag lowering ceremony at Merdeka Palace, Jakarta. 8,000 invitees will attend the proclamation ceremony in the morning, and another 8,000 will take part in the flag lowering ceremony in the afternoon. According to Indonesian Minister of State Secretary Prasetyo Hadi, the invitations have been reserved as per the available capacity, and expressed his apologies for the limited space. Asked whether national figures such as Indonesia's 5th President Megawati Soekarnoputri and 7th President Joko Widodo will attend the ceremony, the minister said he was not at liberty to disclose the information yet. He expressed hope in the spirit of Indonesia's Independence Day celebrations. Invitees will wear red and white themed clothing. Following suggestions and ideas from various circles, enliven the event, a variety of performers from the community, art institutions, and art groups have been invited to perform during the 80th Independence Day celebrations at the palace. Well, when it comes to Indonesia's Independence Day celebration, here is one of the songs, one of the anthems for Indonesian Independence Day, namely Bendera, that is popularized by Indonesian band Coklat. But now here we have another version by Daniel Mananta and Maharashi and DJ Devina. Bendera or flag.
Warna tulangku, merah putih benderaku. Hadiah dari para pahlawan dengan tangan kosong. Lawan senjata, song-song. Penjajah, tolak, menyerah. Salah sendiri buat pejuangku marah. Oh, sekarang berbeda, Indonesia merdeka. Kau dan aku tak sama, jadi mengapa mesti tak senyawa. Ayo clubber, ayo dangdutter, juga penggemar Super Junior. Jangan cekcok, jangan bertengkar. Let's make love, no war.
Merah putih
Indonesia, hey! Semua tangan di atas dari Sabang sampai Merauke. Ini pop patriotik, bukan sekedar musik. Yang penting tetap asik, sik, 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 asik.
Every day I'm dangdutan.
Lawan, it's time for us to become one. Kita berjuang dengan kata Indonesia trending topic dunia. Hingga tetes kalimat terakhir, perjuangan takkan berakhir. Kita kibarkan sang saka, kita bangkitkan bendera.
Merah putih teruslah kau berkibar di ujung tiang tertinggi di Indonesia ku ini. Merah putih teruslah
Indonesia. You really love your country? Then put your hands up in the air. Dance, I love Indonesia. In 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, dance.
Here is keyword of the day. Sometimes one must face hardships before a perfect happiness comes to them. A quote by R.A. Kartini. Raden Ajeng Kartini, or R.A. Kartini, is an Indonesian heroine who fought for the rights and freedom of women. She is a figure of emancipation who fought so that Indonesian women can have education equally, just like men. Kartini believed that with education, Indonesian women would be more sophisticated with broad knowledge, have firm determination, never give up, be religious and respectful to older people, be courageous, optimistic, modest, humble, and full of love. Well, listener, that's keyword of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's diversity in tribes, culture, and tradition, which can be found from Sabang to Merauke until now, is still maintained. It is a God's gift that needs to continue to be preserved. Each tribe has its strong regional traditions instilled in everyday life and is guarded from generation to generation. Today, I'll invite you to the most eastern region in Indonesia, Papua, or to be precise, Digul District, an area directly adjacent to neighboring Papua New Guinea. Digul, not only known for its history of being the place for the exiling Indonesian freedom fighters, but it is also has a diverse culture and customs still well maintained until today. Among others is Amke Yaka, a unique tradition of one of the largest tribes in Digul, the Awuyu. Is one of the five largest ethnic tribes in Digul, who inhabit the fastest area in the region. Although modernization has entered and much felt here yet, they still steadfastly uphold their culture and traditions in everyday life. One of them is the tradition of Amke Yaka, which means welcoming a new baby. it is a ceremony carried out by tribes members who belong to the same family to welcome the birth of a baby. This is observed every time a woman in the family is giving birth to a baby. When the labor time comes, the mother will be placed in a small house built by the husband and relatives, which in Aoyu is called Saka, as told by one of Aoyu tribal leaders, Nicolaus Mangge.
Her husband has made a special place, so there they go and live. She lives and gives birth there. We call it Saka. The one that he made, he left his former house, which is called Afang. So it is different from the Saka, which is made for the mother. After that, they will stay there with Mama Janda, providing food for them. She is the husband's sister, while his brother goes out looking for their meal. They stay there until their labor process is finished. This happens in the Saka.
During labor, an Aoyu mother is temporarily isolated in a small house or Saka. However, she is being taken care of and treated carefully. She is fed by her husband's as well as her own relatives. A mother must observe certain abstinence and is forbidden to meet anybody during the period she is in Saka until her relatives give her the green light to move to a larger house or Afahang to join her family.
In particular, in our Aoyu culture or customs, she mustn't take a bath or a shower before the umbilical cord comes off. If she does, automatically the baby will be sick and the mother as well. So her parents must remind her or her husband who are living there until eventually they are told, yes, you can leave the Saka and go to your own home or Afahang.
The presence of a baby would bring happiness into the family. The same thing goes for the Aoyu tribe. A baby or amke is a welcome with fanfare. All family members will gather in the house and have a big party around the fireplace, eating and drinking together to show their gratitude to the Lord.
It's so until at home. In particular, Suda parents spend cans of old sago, grilled chicken ready. New day says today's the sa says sebentang later come. I may briefly return. Return it dorang Suda ready to eat sama-sama. Itu suppose they had a shower, eat together at the time, and that's when they customary to greet their little boy.
Every family who attends the festivities rejoices and takes part in the excitement. They carry the baby in turns, circling the fireplace, saying praises for the baby to sleep. It is in the hope that the child will become a good and useful person. The party with all the excitement over the birth of a new baby in the family might be finished, but the value of kinship and family among the Aoyus are getting stronger. The growing process of the child now has become a shared responsibility of the whole tribe. For the Aoyus, once the child has been accepted through the Amke Yaka, he or she has become part of the family. That was Amke Yaka, a unique tradition of one of the largest tribes in Digul, the Aoyus.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Malam Bainai. Malam Bainai, composed by Karim Nur, describes the atmosphere before the wedding day. It tells about the traditional Bainai ceremony, in which the bride's nails are being decorated with matched red flowers. It is similar to henna nails. The ritual is witnessed by young men and women with a goat curry fist as part of the celebration. When the groom arrives, the bride feels a mix of excitement and nervousness as she prepares to leave her single life behind. Well, listener, here is the song Malam Bainai by Ali Kasim. Happy listening!